Last night, the Republican and Democratic candidates for vice president had their one and only chance to face each other in a debate before Election Day, which is coming up in just weeks, as we know. The debate was as much about the people at the top of the ticket as it was about the candidates on stage. Here's GOP vice presidential candidate Mike Pence.
There's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton, and that's because they're paying attention.
And here's Democrat Tim Kaine going after Donald Trump using a quote from Ronald Reagan.
He said the problem with nuclear proliferation is that some fool or maniac could trigger a catastrophic event. And I think that's who Governor Pence's running mate is, exactly who President Reagan warned us about.
Senator.
With us now is our political team to talk about last night's affair, Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
All right, let's do this one at a time. Best part of Mike Pence's performance last night, Todd Domke.
Well, I think he was best on style. He had a nice vice presidential demeanor. I think he won the debate by beating expectations. Now, on substance, Mike Pence defended Trump from Tim Kaine's attacks most of the time by denying what, in fact, Trump has actually said. Trump's past insults and Trump's praise of Putin as a great leader. But that was Pence's strategy, to defend Trump by denying broadly that his Trump is the one who has been so polarizing.
All right. Dan Payne on Tim Kaine.
Well, Tim Kaine did what he had to do. He made it clear that Donald Trump had said things about people, and he ticked off those who he had insulted, women, Muslims, a federal judge, and John McCain. He reminded viewers that Trump had said African-Americans are living in hell, and he also reminded them that Donald Trump was the major force behind the birther movement to discredit President Obama's birthplace.
Given the tough week that Trump had with the tax story last week, or this week, the backlash over his attacks on Miss Universe Alicia Machado, did this debate reset or refocus the campaign for Trump or Clinton? And we should point out that overnight, a semi-scientific poll from CNN, which was accurate last week, saying Clinton beat Trump, today shows that Pence beat Kaine last night. Dan Payne, take this on.
Well, nothing will be reset as a result of this, because history has told us that vice presidents don't really make a difference. Even Sarah Palin didn't hurt John McCain, and she was dreadful. Mike Pence is like a passenger in the back seat of a car trying to get control when the driver is careening all over the place. He just can't get control. He can't be Donald Trump, but he probably helped conservative Republicans get a little more comfortable with him.
I agree that he appealed to conservative Republicans. In fact, many of them felt that he was setting himself up for running for president in 2020, which, of course, would assume that Trump loses this time. I agree with Dan that historically that vice presidential debates don't matter much, and this is no exception. There'd be a small audience watching. And while Pence won the debate by, as I said, beating expectations, with the fact-checking that we're now going to see in news coverage of the debate, Pence, I don't think, will be viewed as favorably by non-debate watchers because he really wasn't defending Trump most of the time. He was ignoring the facts about Trump. So on certain issues, I think he's going to have Trump on the defensive in the next debate.
All right, let's look ahead. There are two presidential debates left for Trump and Clinton. The next one is Sunday night. It'll be a town hall-type forum with voters asking questions. Considering the ground he lost after the last debate, what should we look for in this debate? Do you expect Trump to go on the attack against Clinton, which he kind of laid off of in the last debate, Todd Domke?
Yes. If Trump doesn't go on the attack, people think he's given up. He's behind in polls nationally and in most battleground states. So he has to try to change the dynamic of the race by actually winning the debate. So he'll go with his theme that Clinton isn't honest and trustworthy, and his theme that he represents change versus the status quo. He'll attack her on the Clinton Foundation, on emails, but he'll also attack her on issues like Obamacare and raising taxes.
Dan well, Payne, let me ask you about Hillary Clinton. Assuming that Trump goes on the attack, what's Clinton's best counter move in this coming debate Sunday night?
Well, she has to remind voters of all the dreadful things that Donald Trump has said, and including and especially his attacks on citizens, on ordinary people, the Khan family, and most recently of Miss America. He seems to reserve his real animus for people who are not in a position to defend themselves. So I think she'll be raising those insults that he has leveled at people who are not in a position to come back.
With just weeks to go before Election Day, Todd, can Trump dig himself out of the hole he's dug for himself, and how, if he can?
Well, the debate will be very important for him. He'll need to perform well. Otherwise, with so little time left, the expectation will be that he is not in a position to win, you know, in terms of states for the Electoral College. So to dig himself out of the hole, well, first he has to stop digging. He's the one who has put himself in this bad position of being on the defensive all the time. He's got to stop tweeting. He's got to stop lashing out and raising questions about his own temperament. He's got to stop name-calling. He's got to stick to the script. In other words,
what are the chances of that?
I don't know. Basically, that old slogan of let Trump be Trump, that's what's gotten him in this situation. So basically, he's got to stop being himself.
Dan, if she's leading, as the polls suggest, what does Clinton do to stay ahead in this race in the last few weeks?
It's always tempting at the end of a campaign to finish on a high note, to be positive. But that's not a good strategy here. She should remind voters what's at stake: global terrorism, climate change, the Supreme Court, a lack of job opportunities. And she should tell voters that Trump has no qualifications to tackle these difficult duties. And overall, she's all got to ask voters, do you want a president of the United States who doesn't pay his income taxes?
All right. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks, but mostly we'll be looking more immediately at the debate Sunday night, and we'll talk to you both on Monday morning after that debate. Democrat Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Republican Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you.